From VOA Learning English, this is In the News. The Obama administration has established a federal task force to examine policing policies. The group will investigate the use of force in detaining suspects. The administration's move follows demonstrations in cities across the United States.
What do we want?
Justice!
Where do we want it?
Now!
Demonstrators have been protesting two recent grand jury rulings. In Missouri, a grand jury decided last week not to charge a white police officer in the shooting death of an unarmed African-American teenager. This week, jurors in New York decided not to indict another white officer in the death of an unarmed African-American man. How a grand jury works is a mystery to most Americans. A grand jury is a group of private citizens. Their job is to decide whether to approve criminal charges. Unlike trial juries, grand juries only hear evidence presented by a government lawyer. Charges are brought if the jury decides there is probable cause that the crime took place and that a person or persons may have been responsible. On Wednesday, protesters gathered in the New York City neighborhood where Eric Garner died of a heart attack. He collapsed after police arrested him on suspicion of selling cigarettes illegally. A widely seen video of the arrest shows police officer Daniel Pantaleo putting Eric Garner in a chokehold, an action banned by the police department. New York's medical examiner has ruled the death a homicide. In other words, the killing of one person by another.
You gotta be kidding me. You really got, they didn't indict him? Why? Where's the justice at?
The U.S. Justice Department says it will investigate whether Eric Garner's civil rights were violated when the police officer put him in a chokehold. In Washington, Attorney General Eric Holder spoke to reporters.
Mr. Garner's death is one of several recent incidents across our great country that have tested the sense of trust that must exist between law enforcement and the communities they are charged to serve and to protect.
There have been several cases of deadly incidents involving police and African Americans this year. The killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown last August fueled racial tensions. Police officer Darren Wilson said he feared for his life after Brown attempted to take his gun. Last month, an Ohio police officer shot and killed a 12-year-old African-American boy. The shooting took place less than 2 seconds after the police car pulled up to the boy. He was carrying an unloaded pellet gun, a device also known as an air gun. To date, no charges have been brought against the officer. On Monday, President Barack Obama met with civil rights leaders, law enforcement officials, and others. Mr. Obama said he will push for reforms in city police departments because of the high rates of police shootings involving African Americans.
The frustrations that we've seen are not just about a particular incident. They have deep roots in many communities of color who have a sense that our laws are not always being enforced uniformly or fairly.
Civil rights leaders like Al Sharpton have criticized police for having an aggressive way of thinking towards young African Americans and other minorities.
What I'm afraid of is that there will not be indictments of officers for killing unarmed people. That's what I'm afraid of. I think that we are so busy promoting the reaction to injustice that we're not reacting to injustice.
The mayor of New York City announced on Thursday that police officers will attend 3 days of training in an effort to reduce unnecessary use of force. He said the move shows all New Yorkers that they will be treated equally. And that's In the News. From VOA Learning English, I'm Ann Ball. Words in this story. Federal. Adjective of or having to do with a national or central government. Jury, noun, a group of people chosen to decide what is true in a trial. Criminal, adjective, involving illegal activity, noun, a person who is responsible for a crime. Indict, verb, to decide to charge someone with a crime.